This is the Good Things Guy podcast with myself, Brendan Decute, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy. I'm on a mission to change what the world pays attention to. I truly believe that there's good news all around us, and I spend my time hunting down and reporting on the best good news stories from South Africa and the world. In the Good Things Guy podcast, you'll meet these everyday heroes and hear their incredible stories. MasterCard has teamed up with Junior Achievement South Africa to help bridge the unemployment gap and teach young South African women key fundamental entrepreneurship skills to equip them in running, managing, and maintaining successful businesses. It's no secret that the South African labor force has been struggling and has experienced more woes due to the negative impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. As it stands, statistics show that the unemployment rate is currently 32.6%, and 46.4% of the population referred to in this statistic are actually young people aged 15 to 35, a serious cause for concern. I'm joined today by Carmony Reddy, who is the Marketing Communications Director at MasterCard Southern Africa, alongside Nelly Mofokeng, Managing Director at JASA, to discuss how the two organizations have teamed up to be a force for good, helping young women entrepreneurs open and grow their small businesses. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Brent.
Thank you, Brent. It's an honor to be here.
Nelly, it's your first time on the Good Things Jackpot. Carmony, you're no stranger. It's great to have you both here. But to kickstart today's conversation, Nelly, can you perhaps please tell us what JASA is and what does the organization do in South Africa?
Thank you, Brent. Junior Achievement South Africa is a nonprofit organization affiliated to Junior Achievement Worldwide. It is one of the largest business education organizations globally, with a presence in over 100 countries. The program was first introduced to South Africa in 1979. And so for more than 40 years, we have been preparing young South Africans for the future world of work by educating them in entrepreneurial work readiness and financial literacy skills. JASA South Africa equips young people with the knowledge and skills required to start their own businesses, to succeed in the global job market, and to make sound financial decisions as adults. Our programs target learners from primary school right through to high school, along with out-of-school youth.
40 years of doing good things in South Africa. Carmony, MasterCard has a working relationship with JASA, which spans over several years now. Can you briefly tell us about that partnership?
Yes, absolutely. So MasterCard has a long-standing relationship with JASA, which dates back to 2010. And back then, our key focus was on empowering 16-year-old high school girls with essential entrepreneurial skills required for them to start and grow their own businesses. Over the years, our partnership with the organization has evolved, and our focus has since expanded from just young girls and broadened to young women between the ages of 18 and 35. As the entrepreneurship sector developed and the economy grew, it became increasingly imperative to upskill young women entrepreneurs in order for them to participate in key economic activities. This resulted in MasterCard's expansion of the JASA program's focus in 2017, which shifted from young women and girls and moved to funding the Youth Entrepreneurship Development Program, focusing on teaching out-of-school, unemployed, and self-employed young women how to establish sustainable businesses. Throughout the 11-year partnership, we've funded several JASA programs, which have impacted the lives of more than 3,580 young women and girls.
It's numbers like that really do give me all the feels. And the word that you use there, which is vitally important in everything that I do, is sustainable. That's one of the things that we need to focus on when looking at doing positive differences in South Africa. Nelly, Carmony mentioned the 2021 program. Can you perhaps tell us about what this year's program entails?
Certainly, Brent. As Carmony mentioned, MasterCard and JASA have an 11-year-old partnership that has broadened scope over the years. For 2021, we have two separate programs that we are partnering on. One is the Youth Enterprise Development Program, which is a 10-month long program targeting out-of-school, unemployed, or self-employed young women between the ages of 18 and 35. This program focuses on helping young women to become economically active and increase their employability levels as they are taught how to operate businesses. They also learn time management skills, business ethics, how to work in a team, as well as the difference between leadership and management. The second program runs over 6 months and focuses on assisting micro entrepreneurs to grow and upscale their businesses. These interventions are aimed at moving young women, especially from training to enterprise in a sustainable way. And the most critical aspect of the program is the mentoring and coaching phase, where participants are able to then put into practice all the theory and simulations that they have been exposed to during the program. Over a 6 month period, they have a full day session with a mentor, starting with goal setting, where they then work on the key areas of the business sustainability and growth, including ensuring accurate and consistent record keeping, digital marketing, business compliance, and access to finance, amongst other things. Through our partnership this year, so far we have managed to impact around 183 young women in Gauteng and the Western Cape. Some of the acquired skills that the young women utilize beyond the program include negotiation skills and collaboration skills. Program beneficiaries get a better understanding of their businesses and the value chains and are able to reduce costs by cutting the middlemen where possible, and they even trade amongst themselves. So from this cohort, even during the training phase, two young women were able to secure contracts, one in the financial services sector and one in the supply of school uniforms.
Carmini, Nelly has just shared some important information about the program. Can you perhaps tell us why the programs or like programs like this are so important?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Nelly shared impactful stories of how this program has helped. And when you take into consideration that Africa has the world's highest rate of working poverty, so these are people who spend at least 27 weeks of the year, so that's basically half of the year, working or looking for employment, but remain under the poverty threshold. When this is then amplified with the COVID-19 pandemic, it becomes absolutely crucial to develop young entrepreneurs. Programs like these through JASA help to dismantle the structural obstacles and biases that impede female entrepreneurship. There's a real need to level the economic playing field in order to allow women to play a greater role in South Africa's economic growth story. In South Africa and across the world, entrepreneurial-minded women are determined to break into and become a success in the competitive business landscape. However, the very real gender gap means that women still continue to face challenges of disproportionate scale when compared to their male counterparts. The vast economic cost of gender inequality has long been recognized as a pressing global issue, and the impact is becoming more acute as time passes. For MasterCard, it's imperative to understand the female entrepreneurial environment, as this enables us to adequately contribute to and support the success of women. And in South Africa, 59% of women-owned businesses have been amongst the hardest hit sectors by the economic downturn, examples being retail, restaurants, food shops, and domestic services. This insight comes out in the MasterCard's latest Index of Women Entrepreneurs, which is our annual report that tracks the progress made, but also the social obstacles and structural challenges facing women entrepreneurs around the world. Looking at the results for South Africa, we've seen some great progress, with South Africa moving up 9 places on the 2019 list to rank 23rd globally on the 2020 list. However, there is a complexity we have to understand as well. Despite the healthy score, we also look from a benchmark perspective to the number of businesses actually owned by women. When looking at that, we notice that women account for only 19% of business owners in South Africa, with not much change from 2019, as we maintain our 45th global ranking position. So in spite of the overall index moving up, we're not seeing an increase in terms of women actually owning businesses. It's therefore imperative that we address this gap, and partnerships can help level the playing field.
Absolutely. And that's where the good news story is that partnerships like this really do make a difference. Nelly, I want to come back to you and I want to find out why empowering women is so important, first of all, and maybe what are some of the success stories that you can share from the last 11 years of partnering with MasterCard on this program?
Well, till today, women experience higher unemployment rate and less than men, but are significant contributors to the South Africa's GDP. According to a Flux Trends report of August 2020, women contribute 48% to SA's GDP, despite earning 27% less than men. The household and care work done by women amounts to 53% of South Africa's GDP. And really, one can never underestimate the power of mentorship and role models, as well as strategic networks in reaching these important milestones. And this is something that we are putting more emphasis on in our partnership with MasterCard. Through this intervention, we are seeing more women turning their passion to profits. In this year's cohort, 38 new businesses have been established. 27 of these businesses have been assisted with CIPC and SARS registration. And 8 of the program beneficiaries who have been empowered with employability skills have since secured employment. The businesses that young women established this year range from manufacturing to transport, agriculture, wholesale, and retail trade. For example, Kim Lee, who was out of school and unemployed when she heard about the program, she wasn't keen on being an entrepreneur, but felt she could learn something from the program. Life was difficult for her. She needed some income and work was scarce. So she continued with the program and her mindset started to change. She started focusing more on what she can do with her life. While on the program, Kim got a part-time job at the COVID vaccine center in Retreat in Cape Town. And she used her salary to start KK's Cleaning Services, a business which she now runs with her sister. So from being unemployed, the program assisted her with the necessary skills to prepare her for the future world of work, as well as being an entrepreneur. Kim is now able to contribute towards her household necessities and has the potential to create employment for others. Our other entrepreneur is Zinhle Nkosi, who runs Uthingo Lusha, which is a manufacturing company established in 2017 that specializes in recycled and upcycled furniture and deco lamps. Through the content and skills that she acquired from the program, the company has managed to upscale and expand their product offering, thus offering more to their client base and securing new clientele. These are but a few of the success stories that are coming out of these programs that we've partnered with MasterCard with over the years.
And I'm sure you've got plenty, plenty more where those came from. Carmini, Nelly touched on volunteerism and mentorship. Can you please tell us a little bit about your experience with volunteering in your tenure at MasterCard?
Volunteering is another way that MasterCard can give back and be a force for good. Our employees can use up to 5 community days each year, and this goes over and above their annual leave, to give back in their local community in a way that's meaningful for them. Last year, as the coronavirus pandemic started to impact South Africa, we ramped up our overall volunteering efforts with Junior Achievement South Africa as part of our Adopt an SME mentorship program. At that time, lockdown was really impacting small businesses, and our team wanted to help. So over the course of 3 weeks, our volunteers were paired up with a young woman entrepreneur to help them grow their businesses and become more profitable. I was privileged enough to mentor a young entrepreneur named Rafilwe, who runs a catering company. Over the course of our sessions, we decided her traditional business of catering large events was going to be quite difficult and challenging in the pandemic. And we brainstormed ideas on how we could transition her business to home catering and takeaway options, as well as cooking classes for smaller groups of people interested in learning traditional South African cuisine.
Listen, we've been doing this podcast series now for 6 months, and working with MasterCard and seeing the good work you do, I know that this good feeling and the goodness comes from the heart of the company. Carmini, earlier on, you made a point about how MasterCard intends to dismantle the structural obstacles and biases impeding female entrepreneurship. What do you hope to achieve by focusing on women entrepreneurs and empowerment in South Africa?
Yes, so investing in women can light the flames of economic growth. Economically empowered women are major catalysts for development. When they are empowered to play active roles in society, women and girls improve the education, health, and earning power of their families and communities, and their impact has tremendous economic implications for these markets. One of the key challenges for aspiring entrepreneurs is the lack of proper guidance and knowledge to implement their ideas. In the absence of these valuable tools, many promising businesses never find their way to an implementation stage. At MasterCard, we remain committed to helping women realize their business vision and to support their growth through a number of programs, which aims to teach them the fundamental skills required to develop their ideas and grow their businesses further. In 2020, we expanded our worldwide financial inclusion commitment, pledging to bring a total of 1 billion people and 50 million micro and small businesses into the digital economy by 2025. Specifically, as part of this effort, there will be a direct focus on providing 25 million women entrepreneurs with solutions that can help them grow their businesses through a range of initiatives across funding, mentoring, and the development of inclusive technologies. While South Africa has made solid progress in creating supportive conditions for women entrepreneurs, more must be done to ensure women fully harness these opportunities. When that happens, the whole of society will benefit.
I think that's the important part there. When that happens, the whole of society will benefit. Nelly, as we wrap up this conversation, can you tell us about what other programs JASA runs and perhaps share any tips you may have from a JASA perspective on how young budding women entrepreneurs can join the program?
Yes, certainly. We also offer shorter interventions like one-day workshops on design thinking and basic bookkeeping skills. During the month of August this year, we hosted the Women in Business Conference, which included a learning lab on cashless payment methods and setting up an online store. This event was facilitated by MasterCard and was attended by more than 150 young women who were empowered with skills and necessary tools to pursue their career aspirations. So for more information on our programs and opportunities, you can visit our website on www.jasa.org.za, or you can also follow us on social media. We are on Twitter and LinkedIn as @JASA South Africa, or on Facebook and Instagram as @JASA Junior Achievement South Africa.
Ladies, I want to thank you for joining me on the Good Things Guy Jackpot today. It's been absolutely insightful. I certainly am looking forward to following this journey for the next 11 years and beyond, we hope. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Brent.
And to all our listeners, I want to wish you guys only good things.
I'm Brent Lindekue, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy, and you've been listening to Good Things Guy, a Jackpot podcast. For more episodes or to subscribe, rate, or review my podcast, go to iTunes, Iona FM, or Google Podcasts. Be kinder than necessary to yourself and each other. Thanks, and only good things.